Well, welcome to our weekly podcast again. Today I want to read a little piece with you from Ephesians. I'd like you to go read more than what I'm going to do. Go read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. I'm just going to read a small part of verse 18 and a little bit of verse 19. Paul says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he, God, has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." I think we all need a good dose of imagination to make it in this world, don't you think? And if we go look at the clever people, the scholars, they'll always say that if you look closely, that this is the way in which children get to know their environment. By giving their imagination just free rein. That's how they play. That's how they live. Just go look at the little ones again. Ask me, I have one of those in my house right now, and I wish I was like that. But unfortunately, children grow up. And as they grow up, they often lose their fantasies. Or sometimes, this is the saddest part, they're just robbed of these fantasies by cynical grown-ups. And all of a sudden, they don't laugh so easily anymore. They don't see the fun things that they saw in multicolor anymore. Their eyes lose their brightness and their sparkle, and the eyes become dim. The older they grow, and the more life takes its toll, the worse this blindness gets. Until in the end, as grown-ups, they also develop this tunnel vision with which they try to survive in this world. And the only way in which their vision can change is when we allow the Spirit of God to open our eyes and to see what God wants us to see. The moment we allow the Spirit to open the eyes of our heart, then we're able to look back with insight and see why things happened the way they did in the past. And then we can look ahead with expectation to what lies ahead, because we know that the same God who took care of the past is the same God who's going to take care of the future. Then we're able to stand in awe when we see how powerful God through his Holy Spirit is in our daily lives. Once we, as children, God's children, learn to see this way again, that's when we see again how amazing God's grace really is. That's when we see how realistic God's dreams for us really are. That's when we can look in the mirror and those dim eyes all of a sudden are bright and shiny eyes again. And that's why my prayer for you is Paul's prayer. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. May your eyes be bright and shiny, and may you see in multicolor this week. God bless. Until next time. Goodbye.